Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
844 and a Washington, Ryan Schmelz with Fox News. And President Biden has been saying since Friday that only the Lord Almighty can convince him to quit the presidential race. There have been a number of Democrats who have come forward over the last several days. They're back on Capitol Hill. We understand House and Senate Democrats are meeting today. How might this storyline develop through the day, I wonder?
It's hard to know. You know, we've got Senator Mark Warner, who has been conveying and encouraging a discussion about some of the issues that they have when it comes to President Biden and his candidacy. So, you know, that's going to be probably one of the big talking points as the day goes on. House Democrats actually are about to start their meeting. It's going to start around 9 o'clock. And, you know, I think some of these concerns are going to get brought up. Leader Jeffries, that the top Democrat, said yesterday that he is still behind President Biden. But you had another Democrat come out yesterday and call on President Biden to step aside. That was Adam Smith. And he's significant because he's the top Democrat on the House Armed Services Committee. So you've got some big names that are expressing their concerns with President Biden. And it is going to be very interesting to see how this shakes out today. And it's going to be a pivotal week, Rich, because, you know, time is running out for President Biden to make this decision. We're only, 45 days or so until the convention.
And it ends up being a pivotal week because NATO leaders are there in D.C. as they continue to work on things like the war in Ukraine and more. And President Biden has a series of meetings that are planned. That news conference, I think it's Thursday, is what we're hearing.
Yeah, and that's going to probably be it was already going to be a really closely watched press conference just because, you know, President Biden has not done a lot of those, especially, you know, open press conferences, usually very controlled, only taking like, you know, two or three questions. And this looks like a possibility where he takes more than that. And yes, I think there's going to be a lot of eyes seeing how he handles those questions. And of course, he's going to get peppered with a number of them about his fitness to be president.
If indeed the president is holding firm that only the Lord Almighty can convince him to quit the race, are there other options that Democrats are talking about?
Not really. I think if they're going to decide to go in a different direction, it's going to be a pressure campaign. President Biden's already clinched the nomination when it comes to being elected. I mean, maybe they could challenge him at the convention, but that's highly unlikely, that person be able to. The only way that really they can him at this point is for him to make the decision to step aside.
Wow. Fascinating times. We'll follow every moment as we continue our team coverage of You Decide 2024 with Fox's Ryan Schmelz, part of our live team coverage in Washington. Brought to you this hour by Big Fish Roofing, the roofers you can trust. Ryan, thanks. It's 8:47 on Jacksonville's Morning News, and a lot still come your way over the next hour plus. And if you missed hearing Brian Kilmeade earlier this morning, kind of gave us a little teaser that tomorrow he'll have a one-on-one with former President Trump, as we'll continue to follow what news is made out of that conversation. Perhaps some news about the running mate, whether or not it may be someone from Florida or elsewhere. We'll obviously be on top of the story. WOKV News Time, 8:47.